USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden has taken responsibility for the collapse of Afghanistan and the swift takeover by the Taliban, America's sworn enemy. Quote, I am President of the United States and the buck stops with me. I am deeply saddened by the facts we now face, but I do not regret my decision to end America's war fighting in Afghanistan. End quote. Former CIA Director and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News says Biden's handling of the withdrawal has weakened the United States.
And I hope this administration comes to understand that apologizing, placating, appeasing, being weak only presents risks to American security.
At least seven people were killed during the chaos at the Kabul airport on Monday after clinging onto a U.S. military transport that took off during the mayhem. Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom's recall is underway. Golden State voters started to cast their ballots in the state's historical second-ever gubernatorial recall. California counties began sending out mail-in ballots on Monday. The election has been set to be held on September 14th. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced New Zealand will enter a nationwide lockdown at its highest level on Tuesday night after one person in Auckland tested positive for COVID-19. The Biden administration has put another 1,000 troops into Afghanistan to secure the Kabul airport. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
This deployment is a further sign the Biden administration misjudged the speed of the takeover of the Taliban. Major General Hank Taylor, who is Director of Operations in Afghanistan, said the goal of the mission has not changed.
The U.S. military remains focused on the present mission. To facilitate the safe evacuation of U.S. citizens, SIVs, and Afghans at risk, to get these personnel out of Afghanistan as quickly and as safely as possible.
After a 20-year war against terrorism in Afghanistan, the Taliban regained control of the country in about a week.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Former CIA Director and President Trump's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News weighs in on the collapse of Afghanistan.
This was a terrible execution of an incredibly important mission. President Trump campaigned on and then for 4 years demanded that we find the path forward in Afghanistan where we got our young men and women home. It was the right path that we were headed down. We tried to work to try and find peace and reconciliation, but make no mistake about it, the Taliban knew. They knew that if they didn't do the things that we asked them to do, if they didn't honor their agreements, that they threatened an American, if they even so much as scared an American, that we would bring real cost. And we did that. We did it time and time again. We had drawn down from a bit over 15,000 to just over 2,500 by the time we departed. And we had managed to keep a stable place. We had managed to make sure we protected Americans. We had the embassy secured. We had all of the things that you've seen fall apart over the last 96 hours in a way that just reflects so poorly on all the blood and treasure and work that we have done for those 20 years. It didn't have to be this way. It is not about whether we got our folks out. President Biden spent a lot of time talking about that today. It was about the how we execute that and the failures that we'd had for all of these years. We had come to an understanding with our adversaries, the Taliban. We weren't about to recognize them. We weren't about to beg them to protect our embassy. We made clear these are the expectations. These are conditions that you have to meet. They hadn't met them, and so we were continuing to our work to get our boys and girls home, but we weren't about to allow what we've seen happen these last 96 hours happen on our watch.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.